Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So evolutionists love to use dinosaurs to try to disprove the Bible and disprove young earth creationism. And they will use God's own creation against him. But one of the things that I think is important to share with people and with your children and with your loved ones that believe in evolution is the fact that we actually find soft tissue from dinosaur bones. We find collagen, we find blood cells with hemoglobin still in the blood. We also find DNA, dinosaur DNA. And so these are all things that should have deteriorated if they died out 65 plus million years ago. And so we're finding soft tissue and DNA inside of duck-billed dinosaurs. We're finding it inside of T-Rexes with Mary Schweitzer's discovery in 2005 and in 1990. These discoveries literally prove beyond any shadow of doubt that these creatures died recently and not millions of years ago, because organic material can only last a maximum of about 10,000 years before it will deteriorate. Now, evolutionists will go running to preservation. They think that preservation techniques are the reason that the dinosaur DNA or blood with hemoglobin in the cells didn't deteriorate for millions and millions of years. And they think that somehow there was preservation that took place. But if I was to take dinosaur soft tissue or DNA and put that DNA inside of an airtight jar, and take that airtight jar and put that in another airtight jar, and then take that airtight jar and put that in another airtight jar, and in another airtight jar and another airtight jar, look, deep time will always cause things to deteriorate. You can't run to preservation and say that somehow it was magically preserved over the course of millions of years. That's just completely irrational and illogical in every sense of the word. And number two, when Mary Schweitzer had to deal with this, because remember, when she made the discoveries in 1990 and in 2005, evolutionists were criticizing her and saying that she needed to come up with a mechanism for how these things lasted for 65 plus million years. So Dr. Schweitzer's conclusion was that if you put dinosaur blood or blood of any creature and encapsulate it in iron, that the iron will preserve the blood cells, and that's how it lasted in deep time. This is their claim. But the truth is, when we look in nature, we don't see things magically getting encapsulated by iron when they die. Nature doesn't do that. I mean, if you slay an animal and you put it out in nature, you even cover it with sediment, nature doesn't automatically just encapsulate dead organisms inside of iron. It does the exact opposite. It scatters the DNA molecules. Since when does anything in nature die and get encapsulated by iron by nature? It just doesn't happen. So their claim that, well, iron could preserve it, okay, maybe. To claim that nature somehow does this is completely pathetic, because we don't ever see that in nature. We don't see organisms getting encapsulated by iron. It just doesn't happen. So their rescue device, that iron could be what's preserving the blood cells, just falls apart at the fundamental of what we observe nature do to organisms that die. Nature doesn't magically encapsulate organisms in iron and magically preserve things. Everything that dies in nature deteriorates over time. And so this is just great proof that dinosaur DNA, dinosaur blood that we're finding in all sorts of different dinosaurs, whether it be a T-Rex or duckbills, baby duckbills, these things all prove that dinosaurs died recently. Even a child can learn to defend the Bible using God's creation, using his beasts, the dinosaurs, and can learn to defeat evolution. This is information that we need to always remember. And their weak rescue device of, well, the blood could be preserved by iron. Since when do we see that in nature? Never, because it doesn't happen and it doesn't make sense, because it's not true. God bless, guys.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world.